ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone.
Girl,
I got a warm, warm bottle all day.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
That's right. I'm a simple man. I like to think I am, at least, even though I'm a little high-strung sometimes, but not today. That was Leonard Skinner, and before that, of course, my favorite group in the world, and everybody should have that Led Zeppelin song, Hey, What Can I Do, and Heart. And speaking of Heart, thank you to Kathy and Diane for coming in today and educating us all on the, I mean, really, you have to go down and see them because they're very passionate about it, and you want your children to be okay, and that means a lot. It really does. I've learned a lot. You know, I wish I knew that as a child. Of course, I didn't, but anyways, 3:16 in the afternoon, and it is like 66 degrees. It's not really good out. I'll give you the whole weekend forecast when I come back, and hopefully my compadre, the funny man, will be back with me. And I know we missed it, 3:16, as I said. We're going to do our threesome at 3 because we ran a little late because of the lovely ladies were educating us on that. Anyways, so I am going to play our threesome. And this week, the 22nd of September, it will be Pearl Jam. So, you boys and girls, enjoy.
Familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Can I find a candle of thought to light your name? Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes taking place. I wish I'd seen ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. I swear I recognize your breath. Predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. My God, it's been so long. Never dreamed you'd return, but now here you are.
thoughts they fade. Thank you.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Hey, I have an announcement to make. Since I was out of the room, we've had a change. So, you know, when John Farrell comes out and makes a pitching change, we've made a DJ change. Ladies and gentlemen, your new host of the Giddy Up, DJ Cock McGee.
Yeah, I'm DJ Cock McGee now. Okay. Welcome back.
Dr. Cock McGee.
I can't even say it. Listen to you. He comes back in giggling with all his jokes. Well, I guess that's why he's the funny man.
Well, you know, I had to
welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls.
I had to leave you alone with the ladies, Dr. McGee.
DJ Cock McGee. I mean,
BJ. Polly B. Cock McGee.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon. Welcome back. I have no idea what that means. That was your threesome at three. That was Pearl Jam, of course.
You don't know
with
now.
A little corduroy, because we need some corduroy today because it's not good weather out there. And I have, and you know, I don't like corduroy. You know, it. I have enough problems with my nuts that I don't need corduroy rubbing up against them. So I...
Well, Dr. McGee, you think you would be the one guy.
McGee. Why is it McGee?
You're Irish.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then. And before that was Yellow Ledbetter, which I don't even know what that means.
It's a peyote trip. I don't know.
It makes when I don't know. I go on the toilet and I dip my, you know, never mind. Because they come up, they're Yellow Ledbetter. And before that was, believe it or not, nobody knows the name of that song. I guarantee it. Because everybody thinks his heart would... And it's Elderly Woman behind...
it's the longest
a small
name
town.
Ever.
We'll just call it Elderly Woman. Yes, it's a ridiculous name for a song. But that's Eddie Vedder, because he's seen my nuts. So he names a lot of songs after that.
Yes, Your nether region has inspired.
No, yeah.
The first three albums were written about your genitalia.
Oh, well, I want a whole album
except
named
for
that
black.
Part. Except for black. Yeah.
But maybe it's metaphoric. I don't know.
It probably is metaphoric, all of it. But welcome back, kids. Yes, the funny man is with me. Yeah. Obviously, you can see the nonsense has ensued once again. And we would like to thank the lovely women, Kathleen Turner. Kathy Turner. And what are you looking at me like that for? And Diane Barrett, Barometer, I don't know.
Baritone.
It was something I played.
Yeah, baritone.
No, but honestly.
Batone.
Batone.
Yeah.
Like Louis Batone. No, Joey Batone. Oh, she
Joey
was in.
Batone.
She. Anyways, no, I am just kidding. Absolutely. Well, but they were gracious guests and they were awesome. And honestly, for a good cause, because that's what we do here at the Giddy Up. We promote great causes, especially around the Tufts area. Anything, you know, Tufts, we are tough. And
we're a Tufts craft.
I guarantee, go see them tomorrow and Sunday, from 9 to 4, I believe, is what they said. Okay.
And also, if you do have a chance, because I unfortunately had to step out for a moment.
Yes.
But if you have
I know you have that diarrhea problem you've had for quite a while.
I had to get
especially since you got back from Italy.
I had to get my Yellow Ledbetters checked out. So if you get a chance and you see Dr. Batone, ask her, hey, do you know the difference between a dentist and a sadist? Newer magazines.
Oh, I wish I had. There you go.
Just did it. So
all right. I didn't know you were going to try to make a joke, funny
oh,
man.
Really? Yeah, so you call me the funny man. You have no idea you're going to make a joke.
No.
That's like going into like an Italian restaurant going, hey, I didn't know you were going to have pasta.
Oh, going to Italy and go, I didn't know I was going to have diarrhea for the next week.
I did have diarrhea. There's no diarrhea. You eat so good and so well and so clean. There's no diarrhea. You'll have the best BMs of your life, let me tell you.
I don't know what that means.
Bowel movements.
Oh, okay.
I had to edit myself because, you know, in our colloquialism, we'd say the S word.
Well, all those what do they call it? Dinners, suppers, I think they all intertwine with each other. Lunch, breakfast, dinner. It's like work.
It is.
It's like an 8-hour process.
It is.
Just to eat, right?
Yeah, you don't eat until 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, if you're like out like 7:30, the restaurants are empty. They just start to like open up around then.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Wow.
They close for lunch and they'll open up for dinner. So usually they close for lunch.
Like all stoners out there in Italy? They get stoned and they go out to eat? Is that what it is?
I didn't ask.
You didn't ask?
No. But it's just a different culture. I guess people take their dinner seriously.
Well, hey, speaking of seriously, how about some silly news, sir?
Yes. So, you know,
Paul, do you have any silly news?
Speaking of diarrhea, when was the last time you've heard that in polite conversation?
I don't know. That was a good segue, though.
So the mad pooper is terrorizing a town with her turds.
What?
Yeah. Polly, a female jogger is dropping deuces all over her neighborhood, and nobody knows why. Police are searching for...
She had to go.
You gotta go. Police are searching for a mysterious female jogger. She's been terrorizing a Colorado Springs neighborhood.
Is it jogger or yogger? I'm not sure.
It depends.
Is it a silent J?
No, it's a hard J.
Oh, it's a hard J.
If you're not crapping on the street, it's a soft J.
Okay, if you go with a silent J, I think you wouldn't have the crapping part of it.
Hey, why don't you go on the radio and tell people that? Maybe an announcement.
Maybe I should. Oh, wait a minute. We are on the radio.
That explains the microphones. I thought I was in your kitchen again.
Okay. So this jogger.
This has nothing to do with number 68 with the mullet. The woman who local residents have named the Mad Pooper first jumped into town over the summer. At first, she probably seemed innocent enough jogging through the neighborhood, up for some sun, cardio, whatever she wanted to do. But the town soon found out she had much more nefarious turd-related intentions.
Turd-related intentions?
By the way, that's our new band.
I was going to say...
Call it a band
name. That was quite a mouthful, if I may be so bold as to say a mouthful. Wait a minute, say that again.
Turd related intentions.
That is a great name for a band.
Yes.
I agree with you completely. Yeah. Turd related intentions.
Write it down.
Come on. Our next band we put together, that's going to be the name of it.
Yeah.
We're going to trademark it. Trademark turd.
I had to see the logo. You know how Iron Maiden has Eddie as their mascot?
Yes.
We got a big piece of dookie with arms and all the shoes.
Mr. Handy from South Park.
Just splatting scat all over the place. I thought the front rows are full of crap.
Oh, good Lord.
Our biggest seller is toilet paper at the show.
Thank God you're back.
Oh, God. You sure?
Yeah, because I haven't laughed so hard in quite a while.
Oh, I'm just so happy to be back. So the local homeowner turns.
I haven't laughed so hard since my colonoscopy.
Speaking of
Is that it, Doc?
I heard you were awake the whole time because you wanted to feel loved.
Well, I was never loved as a child, so.
Are we ever going to play another song again? I don't know. Look, oh, I'm going to turn victim, Kathy. But it's on KKTV. That the Joker has stopped to squat it a lot roughly once a week since the beginning of August.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not the one crapping on Miss Buddy's lawn. It was her young children who first caught the woman in the act, prompting Bud to run out and confront her. But the woman allegedly showed no shame, just pride in a poo well done. My kid said, there's a lady taking a poop. So I came outside and I'm like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kid? She's like, yep, sorry. The woman ran off, but the coils continue to come. And they don't seem to be the product of some bad IBS or GI issue either. According to the buds, the buddies, whatever the name is, B-U-D-D-E-S, there are plenty of public restrooms in the nearby park. But the jogger has opted instead to drop a deuce outside of their residence or in nearby backyards.
Wow.
But so before we get down on the mad pooper, she is a bit... She does have a bit of a good side that she does bring her own toilet paper, so the poops are definitely premeditated. The sprinting crapper has even been spotted pitching a loaf behind a nearby Walgreens, where Polly will be given Marmalettes and Pappalatos instead of taking advantage of that doctor ability. I've never seen you so red. You're going to die! You look like a Chinaman! Your eyes are... I put a sign in the window that says, please, I'm begging you to stop! She ran by it like 15 times yesterday and she still pooped! She's even trying to figure out the woman's poop schedule so she can perhaps catch the woman or spray her with a gardening hose or whatever one does to stop an adult from crapping on their grass. But the man pooper was too smart for that! Two other times we caught her. She changed up her time a little bit, but because she knew I was watching. Bud has turned over video footage of the mad pooper to police in hopes that they can put an end to the turd terror. Police are struggling to grunt out a solution. It's normal.
Oh, no.
It's not something I've seen in my career, Colorado Springs Police Sergeant Jonathan Scarchetti told KKTV. It's uncharted territory for me. Maybe the police should hang up some flyers since that's worked in the past with problem poopers. Or just keep an eye out for a runner who is suspiciously packing a roll of Charmin. Yeah. I originally had three stories. I'm going to cut it down to two. Hey, so what are your plans for tomorrow?
My plans are... I'm going to spend the day with my daughter, which is wonderful. But I was going to go apple picking. I think that was the plan, but I'm not sure of the weather.
Well, the weather may be secondary because and Christian numerologist David Mead claims a mysterious planet known as Nibiru will appear in the sky on Saturday, bringing an end to the world.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah.
So I guess I should just... Well, you don't really have to cancel the plans if,
they cancel
if we're not going to be around.
Maybe you should call up and ask if they're open in event of the apocalypse.
Maybe I'll get a discount.
Look, I'm just going to pick the apples. I won't eat them since I'll be dead.
Exactly.
And you'll be dead, and we'll all be dead.
We'll all be dead.
So Nibiru, which I've heard about before, is said to be 10 times the size of Earth. Conspiracy theorists claim the planet's gravitational force could cause death and destruction across the globe. In his book, Planet X, Mead explains that Nibiru's arrival is directly linked to the biblical book of Revelations. Mead's claim holds true. Nibiru could trigger earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanic eruptions, in addition to shifting earth poles and maybe a woman running around crapping while jogging.
Well, okay, that's an additive he just made up. But what really, is this planet close enough to actually, you know, affect the Earth?
Well,
sir,
would you like to know the official statement from NASA? And this is true.
It's from NASA.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
No, you know you're on file right now.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm on file. I'm on record.
You're on record.
Is it actual planet? And you know what? It's not. It's a hoax.
It's not even a planet?
No. It's just something some people believe is out there.
It's something somebody shouted out while they were jogging.
Pretty much.
Jogging.
So pretty much if this planet existed and was to hit us up and take us over on Saturday, don't you think we would see it in the effing sky by now?
I would imagine so, yeah. Sir. Yes.
Yeah. Astronomers would have been tracking it for at least the past decade, and it would be visible by now to the naked eye. But of course, for this gentleman, he's writing a book, and he's trying to sell a book. But you know what? Why would you just give the book away if you're going to be dead? You don't need the money.
Exactly.
Yeah. But this guy, Mead, he claims that the days of the apocalypse is near because it's exactly 33 days after the solar eclipse in August. Mead highlighted in his book that he believes the eclipse was an omen signaling the end of days.
End of days.
Yes.
So, boys and girls, at least you got to listen to the last Giddy Up show, which is very important in life. And, you know, when you're dead tomorrow, that'll be the last memory of your life.
Oh, boy, it was worthwhile.
DJ Pauly B and the Funny Man talking to you out of your, what is that, music box? Yeah, what do they call it?
Squawk box. And for all you guys in prison listening in a speaker inside a tissue box, I don't know.
You're trapped. Yeah, you're not going anywhere. Well,
we are the number one show for incarcerated. Incarcerated and not to mention the committed.
Without a doubt. Yeah. 3:46 in the afternoon, you're listening to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls. We're going to play one more song before we say our goodbyes, which we hate to say, but we are going to do it for the last time in the universe or the total of mankind, right? Anyways, like I said, you're listening to the spirit of radio. We'll be right back. Yeah, boys and girls, that's one thing we don't want to do.
Nope.
Is blow up the outside world.
God, I miss that band.
Although, unless we're hunkered down here at the beautiful studio at WMFO in Medford, Boston, that you're listening to the Giddy Up, and me and the Funny Man could just go on and on and on for years you blow out the outside world.
Well, the problem is that if they did blow out the outside world, who'd be listening?
Good, very good point. I didn't even think of that, but guess what? Who cares? We'd still go, wouldn't we?
I think so.
Yeah, so we could listen to ourselves. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. 358. We are cutting it really close today, although it doesn't matter.
Do I don't think 4 p.m. or is anybody coming in?
I don't
it
think
is,
so.
Is it the fall season started?
It is. It is the fall. And happy fall, everybody. Started today.
I'm going to actually look at our schedule.
Not correct. But, hey, my pick of the weekend is what?
It's Sunday.
It is Sunday.
It's going to be
Sunday fun day. It's going to almost be 90. We're going to, you know, so don't put those, you know, grills back yet. Just yet. Anyways, because you can watch football. Bring the TV outside. Because you can watch a nice Buffalo Bills game outside in the yard.
Well, let me just tell you this.
Or watch the Patriots lose to the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
No, in all honesty, they're 13.5 points.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, well, that's a lot, man.
Yeah.
They haven't really shown a lot yet, but that's a lot.
Anyway, it's early. I don't love the Patriots defense, but the Texans, they couldn't score in a monkey whorehouse with a fistful of bananas.